If I said, some men are mortal, Socrates is a man, therefore Socrates is mortal, that's an invalid argument, because you couldn't infer from some men are mortal and Socrates is a man that Socrates is mortal, because he might be one of the ones who were not mortal. Some men are mortal is consistent with some mental not being immortal. But all men are mortal. If everything, all which is a man, is mortal, and Socrates is a man, therefore Socrates is mortal. So the conclusion could not fail to be true, given that the premises are true. That's an example of a valid argument. Now, logicians, from Aristotle onwards, have wanted to find out the general forms of arguments. That's a specific argument that I just gave there. It deals with Socrates and mortality and so forth. But we want to give the general form of that argument, what all arguments have in common which have that form. And in this case, what we would say about it is that the argument has the form, all f's are g, x is an f, therefore x is a g. So we'll go over that. All f's are g, all men are mortal. Everything which is a man is mortal. Everything which is an f is a g. A particular thing x is an f, in this case is a man. Therefore, x is a g. Okay, so we have something that says everything G is F, then we know of a particular thing that it's F, then we know that that particular thing is also G. We're just using F and G as letters to stand in for, in this case, being a man and being mortal. We could give this argument form would apply to every other type of argument of the same kind. If I said all cats purr, tabby is a cat, then I can infer tabby purrs. Right, all dogs bark. Fido is a dog, therefore Fido barks. You can see that any argument of that form is valid. So we've just extracted from the particular argument we started with, the one about Socrates, a general form of argument, which we've schematized in an abstract way. All f's are g, x is an f, therefore x is a g. And now we can see that there are indefinitely many instances of that argument, all of which are valid. So that's a valid argument form, meaning any particular instance of it will be a valid argument. That is to say, an argument in which, given that the premises are true, the conclusion has to be true because the conclusion logically follows from the premises. OK, so they've got the general idea then of a valid argument and of the idea of the abstract form of a valid argument. Now we can say something about some other instances of valid arguments and valid argument forms. That's one which is closely related to the one we started out with. If everything is F, when everything is whatever the property may be, then any particular thing must be F. If anything, say, is a physical object, then any particular thing must be a physical object. Everything, if everything is such and such, then any specific thing must be such and such. That principle is called universal instantiation by logicians. What it means is you take a universal proposition, everything is F, and then you take a particular instance and you say, well, if everything is F, then that thing must be F. Now, it's very rare that everything is F. You can't find many instances of F where everything is that. Even everything is a physical object is not necessarily the case. But what we're interested in valid arguments is not whether the premises are true. We're interested in whether the conclusion follows from the premises. That is, if the premises are true, does the conclusion necessarily follow? That's validity. It's not the question of whether the premises are true. If I were to say to you, all men are immortal, Socrates is a man, therefore Socrates is immortal, that's a valid argument, because the conclusion follows from the two premises, because the main premise says all men are immortal. That's a false statement, of course. No men are immortal, let alone all men are immortal. But the conclusion that Socrates is immortal follows from all men are immortal, given the other premise that Socrates is a man. So validity is a matter of the conclusion following from the premises. In the case of universal instantiation, if everything has a certain property, then any particular thing has that property. That's something where, again, that's a valid rule of inference. Another rule of inference is this. If a particular thing has a property, a particular thing is such and such, then something is such and such. So if Socrates is a man, then something is a man. If Bertrand Russell is a philosopher, then something is a philosopher. So from a particular thing's having a certain property, it follows that something has that property. This principle is usually called existential generalisation. It means that you can take a particular statement and infer from it an existent statement. Something has that property, which is a general. It's got this general indefinite term, something, in it. Now, both of these statements, so they have these fancy names, universal instantiation, existential generalisation, They are, or should seem to you, to be in completely self-evident rules of inference. If I say them again, if everything has a certain property, then any particular thing has it. One,